We haven't talked about that, and I would like to read it. There are those different types of houses, and this is a drawing of a house I have made, which is an upper world and opposite rooms with entrance in the middle. There is a door, and on the top it comes a skin covering, split after a closed diagonal. There's a window on the top of the, in the middle of the opposite rooms. Thank you. And the other thing is, you see a master. And you also have a, you also have the house vent, and the vent is really useful. The roof becomes too moist inside the house, or any kind of recirculation. The house vent is used as regulating the movement of heat in the house. Well, how does the house vent work? This one? So, what would come out of the house vent? The smelly part of the house is pushed out through the house vent, and that's the purpose of the house vent. I would like to move on to this one. This is also a house of living. It also has a full covering and also a window. And then there's a lamp there. It has its place on the little table. It's elevated. And then there's a piece of the kitchen for the ground. And then there's a symbol you place on the other end. It drips into the lamp. And you place it over the end so that it drips into the lamp to keep the lamp clean. It has a wood made out of moss. It's called mammoth. Okay, you dry the grass and then you roll it up and make it into a wood. This is called a color of the two color lights, and as you put them up, they're vertical, but then you bring them down and lash them together. And you place many fixtures like that across, and you lash them together with two loops. So this thing which has been made into rope. And then there's our picture. Then this then we put coloring over it with so this thing's coming together. So it has been taken off the table things. And then after they place the covering over it, the frame, then they cover the covering with grass. Yes. equivalent, and then they used what is called a polyrin type of a shovel for putting. We use the polyrin to place the, I think, instead of grass in it, so both sides against the tent. And as you place it against the tent, then it sticks against the skin like an insulation. And then as a personal, can also be placed against the skin as insulation, and it sticks on the skin very nicely. And then there's a cross piece on the floor. And then also that cross piece is used to prevent the rollers from going into the ground. And then we want the bedding to be nice, comfortable, then you put layers and layers of wool. That is the type of dwelling I have seen when I've traveled with my grandparents during the winter, during the middle of winter. This is the type of construction. When we departed from that camping place, and they dismantled all of the willows and released them and left them in. And take the supports down. This is what I remember. And that is and this I have made them. And this is the kind of house I made for me first. I did hang to my wood, and it's about 4 feet high. 4 feet deep. And then we placed terrible springs against all around the what you might call the submerged area of the house. And then we made the house covered with sod on for the upper top. And I also put it on there because the house did not do the right chimney because of the smoke. And we had to put on stove pipe, and that is the serious mistake. And this type of housing is very well. And when you heat it up, when you heat it with a Coleman stove, then it takes quite a while for the heat to escape, to become cool inside the house. When my grandparents got new house, after they finished putting the sod, and they would start fire in the middle of the house on the floor to force the insects out of the sod, so, and they would start falling from the ceiling, and it's like spraying them. And that way they would get rid of the beetles from before they moved into the house. And that is as far as I can relate. My name is Peter Cooper. I'm going to take a break so that I can find somebody else to translate. This is the kind of chat house we're using, we can't up there. There's no draft. And we're going to place the chat on a phone to touch. He's got a house that's been listening a long time ago, he knew what's happening. These are the houses that they lived in house we were trapped a long time ago. Up in land. These are the old types of houses that people built long ago. And these houses that they were talking about made of wood are kind of mean. You need a house made of bullets. When I lived with my parents, and my parents moved, and my great grandparents moved with like that. They tied willows together, and we were trapped. We were coal mining. We need houses tied, need a village tied together. And I have lived long for a long time. And these are the type of houses that they worked on. We need stoves too. This is a good type of form. White people always talk about trap houses, and these are the types that they talk about. Other people make houses like this too. Our house is still standing up in the room. I was born and raised in Africa. we also had a house in Egypt. And the sand of Iraq looks now how to live up in land. While you were still living up there, you caught those other people living there. Family of some of the many of family. We also traveled to Cross Island. I also know the village of Norfolk. We traveled by dog team. We also traveled around Atkutuk. We also made houses that were on top of each other. And we also lived in that. We also used coal. There are a lot of people that lived there as cousins. We lived in Atkutuk and not at New River. We didn't have electricity at that time. We had lanterns for lighting, using fuel oil for the fuel, and they are used effectively. When I stayed with my grandparents at that time, early in the morning when they went camping, I wasn't too anxious to get up, but when I would be sleeping on top of the sled when I stood with my grandparents. My grandmother can relate these stories. The people who raced at the time to survive, and their grandparents would relate the stories about their life, even though they lived at that time. Most things were made wrapped with the finger with a willow. These willows were used as frames wrapped with a wrap so they could be used as frames. I think this houses are right on. Some types are used that would on the front entrance of a frame to hold it up. Because you go back and forth from the entrance, and it has to be pretty sturdy. Then you use the thinner willows to use them on the floor. Or we will use the table height for our mattresses. We use coal at the time of aquatic. And then my grandparents used this house at aquatic, made out of hot house. It's still standing up to this day. And this concludes my contribution of housing. I'm going to contribute some of the things to the young people. What we used for fuel at the time, we put the oil on top of the ice and cut it up, top it up, and then it would dampen quickly or faster. And sometimes we would boil it outside just to contribute some of the things on that part of the thing. Can anybody say something about our new housing? How are the new housing warm, or are they drafty? Can anybody say something about this new housing project? Yes, they are quite drafty. Can you come here and tell us? These are the questions, whether the housing are warm or well insulated, or if what could be. If you ask out for the answer. These houses that are installed, they are drafty. They are not built adequately, and therefore that is probably why they are drafted. They are all right in the summer, but in the winter, the house has to be kept warm. And if it was built adequately, the heating system and the heating bill would lower. And some of these houses are just built up without careful Just out of curiousness, just how bad we are, and I have to maintain some of the parts when they are falling apart myself. And if they can carefully build these hands. And build them right without trying to hurry it up. But some of these houses that are built right are warm. Well, the heating bill in winter is usually pretty high. And it could be lowered with adequate housing building. This house that I am in you're cooking, there's no vent to take the smoke out unless you open the window. There's a smoke detector which goes out anytime the smoke comes out. And this is a safety device for the home, which is good. This is an indicator for any smoke detector, which can be useful to have. Which is useful to have. Our climate is rather different in the summer and in the winter. Because there is a vast difference in the summer and the winter. The windows are drafty. The windows are very drafty. They are not insulated adequately. The light windows does not matter, it's just the way they're installed. It's not the size of the window, it's how they are built. They are drafty because of careless installation. The skirting of the building helps insulate the home when the foundation is too high. To keep the wind out. Right now, when the house is built too high, it would have to skirt it. It's the floor. When you are sitting on the floor and the floor is cold, it is not good. That is what causes the field to be pretty high in the winter. And sometimes it frosts because of the cold and the severe weather hits. When they are not insulated properly, especially when the house is built too high, a blast can start and fast. But when the building is cold on the floor, it gets very cold.
what could be used by window, or could we use a curve or field? Could we use a window to for electricity to conserve energy? These are being used here in Alaska now. And the coal. What do you think about the use of the coal? How can we use it more effectively in the next life? What can you say about it? This I can say. Because the fuel is so high in the winter. The use of wind fuel is we can, I think that usage of wind fuel is rather high myself personally. Compared to what we have to pay in the winter. Although the utility bills are still high, these usage of energy conserve, I can talk about. Can you say something about the future designs of the homes? These homes that we are in right now are comfortable and warm, even though we are staying in an old house that was built earlier when the housing project first started. The floor is drafted. These houses that were first built with the garage that is adjacent to the building. When it started to melt, it when the heat comes out from the top, it drops it up there upon the roof and started a cooking. If I don't fix it, it will cause a problem again. These questions, I think I have concluded. Anybody have anything to say about housing? Feel free to come up and talk. These houses that are recently built by the National Museum. My name is Julian. I am from Colorado. Over there at Barber Island, we have a land that is sloped. It was, we have moved from one place to another. The last time we were moved, we were moved to a sloped area, and the houses are built in a sloping, sloping design. But part of the house is built with a high foundation that you don't even have to sit down to work under. Do you think that they can, do you think that these houses, if they were, skirted under, can be used for storage or for some use? But they were designed for that manner. I don't know who designed them, but, they are completely hollow. You can walk right through, right under. If they were skirted, they would keep the grass away from the floor and keep the wind away. After this is has a prevailing wind. If these houses were skirted and carefully insulated from the floor, they would be a big house. Looking at the sun and the elements, how would the house be built in a better manner? We try to follow the wind to keep the north and the south wind away. And also try to follow the zoning design of the building. It's kind of awkward to try to follow the elements and the city zoning. But they have tried to build them in that manner. No one over there has had two houses. He can probably talk about how the new houses are. When it was finished, whether it was completed, potentially you see them up here in 1 month. That is just 1 month. And in the summer, we don't use that much. When the severe cold hits, we do use a lot of fuel. I'll keep this night tomorrow. This foundation that is so high is something I wanted to tell you about, and I will get the mic tomorrow. My name is Nora. I work for Barber Island. The house that we are living in was first built, and now we have a new house, although it is not completed. The roof is almost closed because the building has been so bad. When we first built the house, we insulated upstairs. They didn't do the roof insulating. They finally did the upstairs. And in the spring when we left the house, when we do come home, it is just so bad. It keeps even on the floor when we come home, and it's no place to come home to. Sometimes when the weather is so severe, we use four drops in the winter, in 1 month. However, when the weather is nice, we don't use that much. They are building new houses now, and they asked us to move to a new house. We are apprehensive because of the weather. Other house we live in was built. Built for our life. And there is hardly any room in the house that we are in. It doesn't have very much room for all of us, for my grandchildren and my child. And I am grateful that we can live with time and little to you. I would like to say something. These new houses that are being built recently, this house that Mary was talking about, she heard was insulated not on the roof but on the upstairs. And if it's insulated on the lower part of the upstairs, it causes a frost. If they are insulated only on the lower part of the upstairs, the snow is sometimes covered inside the roof. And when it melts, it starts to drip. And that is what causes the tripping that Noah was talking about. The snow drifts up on the insulation and causes the tripping. It is insulated up there on the roof, and the upper part it would be more effective. And these windows, these windows that are drafty, then when the window is insulated properly on both sides, on all sides, when they are insulated properly, they will not be drafty. Some of these houses, I believe, that can have an insulation. Thank you. And that goes for the door to be adequately insulated to keep the draft out. My name is Sarah Kunamina. I would like to talk about the new housing. This housing that I want to talk about. It is not right when the house is insulated on the bottom. In 7 years in Norfolk, I lived in the new house in that was installed. That were installed by the new contractor. We have installed the door right there by the south, by the prevailing wind. And when it is insulated on the bottom part of the upstairs, it is not right.
blessed Jesus. And I will put some snow cover to him and inside the house. So I carried Leon, who we probably built a house for me in a hole because we were living in a tent. But while we were living in a tent, we were warm, but then when we moved into the new house, we were very cold. Then after the sheetrock, the inside of the house, I can imagine it's still very super relevant. And during the winter, when they become ice covered, we do not have a furnace in the house, we have a heater. And we have a stove, which is a wood stove as well. And we use both of them to heat the house. The house is large. It does not have a separate room. We bought this room. We ordered it ourselves and paid for it ourselves.